don't take nothing away from them. They did a great job, but you know, in my eyes, I just felt we didn't give it our best shot. We wasn't out there. We didn't have our best game today. You know, it was, like I said, they did a great job of doing that. But, you know, what I say, they were the best team I ever faced. I wouldn't say that, but they beat us, so, you know.
How much did that play at the end of the half kill you guys?
Oh, yeah, it definitely took a lot of momentum from us, you know, being down, I think it was 17-0. You know, I had a chance to go in and score a touchdown to make it 17-7. That definitely hurt. So coming in the half, 24-0, you know, it's just a bad position to be in. But, you know, we came out, we still trying to fight. We just wasn't able to get things to go our way.
The turnovers, it's been a problem going back to last year. What else can be done to cut down on them?
That's a good question, man. You know, I wish I could put my finger on it. I wish I could tell you. You know, it's just definitely costing us. You know, winning games, losing games, regardless. You know, turnovers cost us. You know, the ideal situation, we don't want that to happen. But, you know, like I say, things happen sometimes. And, you know, just got to keep doing what you got to do to keep trying to be give yourself a shot to win the game.
Can you talk about the emotional swing when you guys are kind of driving in there at the end of the first half and to have them take it away and take it back and score? I mean, at that point, you know, you guys are kind of getting something going there.
Yeah. You know, obviously turnovers kill football teams. You know, that's kind of how that works, and it was killing our drive, and, you know, you never want to see that happen. But, you know, like I said, we're going to have to look back at it and see what we can do better and just carry those drives and keep the emotions in check. And it's just, it's tough when that happens. You know, you get the drives and you get the completions and you get the yardage and you get so close and something happens. But it's football, I guess.
Evan, the amount of hits on the road compared to the game at home against Baltimore for Mike, they seem to be more on the road. Is there something that's happening?
I'm not sure. I mean, this was a very good defense, a lot of talent, and a very good scheme. We'll have to see on tape.
How deflating are the turnovers? You know, you guys move the ball between the 20s and then...
They're terrible.
I mean, we don't hang our heads about them. We try to overcome them and keep going, but the fact that they keep happening, we have to eliminate those and not put ourselves in those situations.
I mean, it'd be one thing if you guys weren't moving the ball, but, I mean, really, in all three games, I mean, you move the ball.
We just keep moving the ball and shooting ourselves in the foot. And when you make mistakes like those turnovers against a team that's that good, they're going to exploit it and they're going to come out on top.
I apologize if you've already been asked, but did you do anything special as a defense against Fitzgerald?
No, sir. We just lined up and just played. And, you know, when he was in the slot, you know, our slot man was on left and right. We just stayed left and right.
He's a guy you obviously know very well. Does a performance like this surprise you? I mean,
you know what he's capable of. You know, you go through film, your team want to have a better game plan for him, you know, just far as just getting after him. But we didn't do that today. We just got to come out and do better.
Why do you think the team came out flat?
I couldn't even tell you. That's a question you can't even ask. You know what I mean? It's just how it came out.
Let me ask you this. Just the fact that you guys clearly wanted to come back from this thing 3-0 and then really having a foothold in the division, just simply to be going back 2-1, I'm sure it's, you know, as disappointing as it gets.
You're still 2-1. You know what I mean? You still have a running record. And the good thing about it, you got to go out there next week. And, you know, you play a team that's in your division. You want to go back in front of your home crowd and try to pick up back on that winning side.
The opponent, what you do.
No, I mean, I think the coaches do a good job of putting us in the right position. It's just on us as players to make plays. I mean, you saw there at the end of the half, we get down there, you know, right at the goal line, and they end up scoring. So it's just those type of things that they're hard to overcome in this league, especially when you're playing a good football team like them.
How important is it for you guys not to sulk? You're a veteran player and huge game Sunday against the Giants.
I mean, I've been here a long time. You're gonna take hits like this. You're gonna take losses. It's how you respond to them. And we've got a good football team. We've got a team that plays together. You know, I'm not worried about it. We got to come out next week though, tough against the Giants.